Okay, we're on. Chof Zion, Ahmed Aleph, by the two dots. Going back to the Mishnah, it says, Kol HaKelim, all of the vessels should be Mikdash, that were in the base of Mikdash. Yesh Lehem Shni'im, they had Shni'im, backups. Now it says V'chulei over here, because we're actually going to focus on the latter part of the Mishnah. If you look over here on our ones, we've got an Aleph over here. So the Mishnah carries on. At the end, it says Mipnein Shehein Kikarka, because the Mizbeach doesn't receive Tuma because it's like the ground. Okay, so the Mizbeach does not need to take it to the mikveh because it's like the ground. Okay, and now we're going to prove that Mizbeach Hanechoshes, the copper altar, which was the altar that they did the korbanos out, and which is in the chotzer, the chsiv. How do you know it's like ground? It says Mizbach Adama Ta'aseli. You should make a Mizbeach from the ground. You should make for me. So we see over there, okay, we're on Chof Zayin Ahmed Aleph by the first two dots, and it says, so you should make, you see that we relate to the Mizbeach as Adama, so therefore it's not Mikabel Tuma. So the question over here, is it like halachically we relate it to as the ground, it's not Mikabel Tuma, or is it actually attached? Well, that's okay, fine, however you want to take that. But anyway, we see it's called Adama. Okay, so we proved that the Mizbeach, the outer one, does not receive Tuma because it says Mizbach Adama. Okay, so Mizbach Hazav, how do you know the Mizbach Hazav is also like the ground and is not Mikabel Tuma, or is attached? The Chsiv, it says, HaMenorah, we got the Menorah, yeah, VaHaMizbachois, and the Mizbachois. What's Mizbachois? Mizbachois means, yeah, the altars. So you see it's Lashon plural. Yeah, that, so it's comments the Gemara. Iskush, we've got a Hekesh. Mizbachois, all of the altars, which there are two of them, zeh lezeh, one to the other. So just as we had a posuk that said with the first Mizbeach, right, the Mizbach HaNechoshes, that it was called Adama, it was like the ground, or it was attached to the ground, so too, the Mizbach Hazav is also like the ground, or it's attached to the ground, and therefore it's not Mikabel Tuma. So we've just proved that the Mizbeach is not Mikabel Tuma. Okay, carrying on in the Mishnah. The Chumim say, Mipnei Shehein Mitzupim. The reason that the Mizbachois don't receive Tuma because they're coated. Says the Gemara, Adirabba, it's the opposite. Kivan de Mitzupim, seeing as they are coated with gold or copper, metal, Ninu, they are Mitamu. They should be Tomei. That's what we were talking about earlier on the previous Amud, right? Metal coating is equal Tuma. Yeah? So why are we saying over here, the reason why the altars are tar is because they are coated with metal. That's the reason to say why they're Tomei. So says the Gemara, she said good. We accept it's a good kasha. Ema, so I will say to you, I mean, I'm going to change the Mishnah. The Chumim, this is a revised edition of the Mishnah. The Chumim mitamin. The Chumim say it's Tomei, the altars. Mipnei Shehem Mitzupim, because they are coated with metal, so they are Tomei. So it's a different version of the Mishnah. That's one answer. Be by its same, an alternative answer. We're going to say it's a conversation over here at the end of the Mishnah. Rabbanan Rabbi Elezer. Ka'omri. The Rabbanan are commenting to Rabbi Elezer. Ma'adatich, so Rabbi Elezer said, yeah, the reason why the altars are Torah is because the Torah refers to them as Adama, as to the ground. So the Chum say to him, Ma'adatich, what is your opinion? Mishum, because the Mitzupim, that they're coated with metal, therefore you need a posuk to tell me that they're like the Adama, like the ground, so therefore they don't receive Tuma from the coating. Says the Chachamim, who cares about the coating? Tivotil, Botil Tipuyin, Gabayu. Their coating is bottle to the altars. Because we said earlier, yeah, in that posuk that the shulchan is considered like wood, and so too is the altar considered like wood. Therefore, these altars are in a certain sense like wooden altars. And if it's a wooden altar, if it's not moved, it will not receive tumah. So that's the reason it doesn't receive tumah, because it's a wooden altar, and a wooden altar that's not moved does not receive tumah. Okay. Amar Rebbe Abau. Says Rebbe Abau. Amar Rebbe Elazar, in the name of Rebbe Elazar. Talmidei Chachamim. Ein Ur Shel Gehenom. The fire of hell is not Shiletes, doesn't rule over them, either not affected by the fire of hell, of Gehenom. How do we know that? Kal B'Choymer, we can work it out in a Kal B'Choymer. Salamandra, from the salamander. So Rashi says, what salamandra? Look at Rashi over here, about four lines up from the bottom. Chaya, it's some kind of animal. Hanivre'es min or, that is created from the fire. Kishabu'irin esh, when it's the lighting fire, b'mokam echad, in one place. Shevashonim, for the 7 years, a 7 year fire. Tomid, we have said continuous fire for 7 years. This animal is created from that fire. It's a fiery little animal, or big animal. I don't know what, yeah? So that's the salamandra. Okay, and we can say, and just as salamandra, somebody who has the salamandra, should tell this ish, that is born out of this fire, this animal. Yeah, he? Hasach midama, if a person would get some of its blood and would anoint it on himself, he would be impervious to the fire. Ein or shaletas bo. The fire cannot affect him. It's like a super fireman suit that he would be, fire can't affect him. He's mamash, he can walk in the fire and save people. So Talmidei Chachamim, shekol gufanesh, they don't have a fire suit. They're all fire. There's fiery Talmidei Chachamim, dechsiv, haloi, behold, choi, divori, my words, ke'ish, are like fire, nu'um Hashem, said Hashem. So these Talmidei Chachamim, which are consumed by the words of Hashem, which are all Torah, so they're fire. So al echas, kama v'kama, all the more so, it's a kel v'choymer, that the fire should not be able to affect them, and they're not going to be burnt by the fires of hell. Omer Reish Lakish, in a similar vein. Arish Lakish, Ein Ur Shel Gehenom. The fire of hell is not Shuletus. It doesn't have the power over the Philu, even the Poish Yisrael, even by the sinners, the Jewish sinners. Kal V'Choymer, we're going to learn it Kal V'Choymer, Mizbech Azov, from the altar, the golden altar. We're going to say, Ma Mizbech Azov, just as the golden altar, which had the Ketores on, She'ein Olav, Ela Ko'ovi Dinah, Zov, that it hasn't upon it, its coating, yet, only Ko'ovi, Ovi means the thickness, yet, Dinah of a coin, of Zov, of gold, right? And they burnt fire, yet, Kamashonim, like 400, like many, many years, they were burning fire on it, using it, had a lot of usage, Eina or Shaletas boy, the fire didn't burn the wood inside. Remember, there's a thin coating of gold, and the wood inside didn't get burnt. So, Poshi Yisrael, yeah, the sinners of Israel, Shemalei Mitzvos Karimon, yeah, that even though they sin occasionally, yeah, they're full of mitzvahs, Karimon, like a pomegranate. 6:13, Dechsiv, it says in the Pasuk, in the Shirashim, Kefela Karimon, like a slice of pomegranate, rachsich is your cheeks, literally. Basically, the literal translation is like a slice of pomegranate is your cheeks. Okay, but we're going to say altikre. Don't say rachsich. Don't say your cheeks. Ella, there's a different gerse over here in Erevin. It's rechasich. Yeah, we got rechonim. It's rechasich. Which is the Reikonim Shebuchah, It's basically a play on words. This word reikaseich means cheeks, yeah? It's very similar to the words of reikonim shebucha, yeah? The empty ones in you, meaning the people don't have so many, the people who are, you know, to do with errors even there. But still, nevertheless, that even though they're somewhat empty, but they still have, yeah, mitzvahs. Alachas kama v'kama. Right, so let's look at the Gersa, because that doesn't read well. Let's look at the Gersa and the blue, whoever's got the blue ones, just go to the blue ones though. Yeah, you see over here, I'm going to read it over here in Oz base, the Hargos for Tsunim. The people who don't have it, just listen, yeah? But here we're going to go say, Ella Rechoseich, yeah? May the empty ones, Shafilu Rechonim Shabacha, right? Even the empty ones which were in you, a Meleim, a full of mitzvahs, Karimon. Yeah, which we're familiar with, right? They're full of mitzvahs like a Rimon. Al achas kama v'kama. Okay, that was it. Linaida, okay, Linaida, hadron aloch.
Shimon, do we have any virtual single malt?
Anyway, okay.
Wow, okay.
Shkoich, everybody.